Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
SS. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. A couple accused of coughing on people in Newton Walmart and claiming they have coronavirus. Newton police not amused. 900 COVID-19 cases in Kansas with 27 deaths. 134 positive cases in Sedgwick County. Governor orders Kansas churches to follow pandemic guidelines during Passover and Easter weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Potential traffic hazard. You want to watch for a slowdown. We have a pedestrian reported to be in the roadway, and it's on Kellogg in the Oliver area. One report said in the median, so this could affect either direction of travel. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 83 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 41. Cooling off tomorrow with a high of 58. Now partly cloudy and 53 degrees. 746 Steve and Ted. Small business loans. How's that working out amid this coronavirus pandemic? Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Well, there was a bumpy rollout to the Small Business Administration's loan program. In fact, the system actually crashed on Monday, and there's been reports of people having trouble getting answers back on their loans. But you got to figure the system is completely overwhelmed. The demand outpacing the ability to process these loans, at least at the beginning. But we're hoping for smoother days ahead. I guess some good advice would be to call your local Chamber of Commerce if you're having trouble obtaining a loan. We also know that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is talking with leaders in the House and Senate about another $250 billion into this Paycheck Protection Program. There could be a voice vote on that as soon as tomorrow, Steve, in the Senate.
Well, if they can get some relief for these small business people, gosh, we know these people personally in our community, a lot of them, and they're struggling, and they need some help. And I'd like to see them get through the red tape and all the baloney and get to the money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we can talk about why the system is crushed, much like the unemployment systems in many states, but it doesn't really help you feel better when you're trying to get a loan for your business. I mean, this is a very, very tough time. So it does require some patience, and I would say persistence, and just keep going back, and until you get what you need, and keep sounding the alarm if you can't get what you need. Because this will help. These loans will be forgiven if business owners are able to keep people on payroll. So this is free money if you can get it and be able to meet the requirements. So but right now, I mean, President Trump was on Hannity last night saying that that loans are going out, that some quarter million small businesses have been able to get loans, but that leaves a lot of other businesses still scrambling to try to get that money.
So if we're applying for it, just have patience and be persistent then. Is that it?
I would. I'd be shaking every tree around, you know.
There you go. All right, Rachel, thank you for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live from Washington, D.C., talking about small business loans and how that's working out. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Some scientists are calling for a separation of science and politics.
This is House Call for Health, a call to put science over politics.
The AMA calls on all elected officials to affirm science, evidence, and fact in their words and their actions.
Dr. Patrice Robinson mentions no names, but lashes out at those who make decisions to score political points. Her criticism is also aimed at the news media for failing to challenge misinformation and at social media.
We call on tech platforms to advance evidence-based information from credible sources and reduce the spread of misinformation.
Dr. Robinson says in this time of pandemic, the only way out of this coronavirus outbreak is to follow the facts.
Some have called the response to this pandemic a war. We must ensure the war is against the virus and not against science.
House Call for Health. I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
Big rally on Wall Street Tuesday suddenly vanished after it was undercut by another plunge in the price of oil. S&P erased a surge of 3.5% to end the day down 4 points. The gains faded as the price of U.S. crude oil abruptly flipped from a gain to a steep loss of more than 9%. That dampened what had been an upbeat day for markets worldwide. With the Dow closed down 26 points, that's not much. NASDAQ down 25. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Local banks responding to the payroll protection plan. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita Bank saying so far the PPP program that began on Friday has run smoothly. Equity Bank CEO and Chairman Brad Elliott says his bank has processed 316 PPP loans totaling $222 million. National lenders say they've seen issues with the process, but Wichita lenders say they've really only seen some minor glitches with the Small Business Administration website. The city of Wichita needs an emergency financial. The city county establishment of a one-minute to
document costs related to the city's response to the global coronavirus pandemic. City documents say the move will help better position the city for federal and state reimbursement. One of the cost-saving measures already taken was the furlough of nearly 300 employees. And not every business is going to be able to benefit from a federal disaster loan, but there are other options available, including businesses taking advantage of the tax credits, for example. The biggie is the employee retention credit. It's available only if you do not accept a loan from the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program. It's a 50% tax credit for less than 50 employees if you keep them on, and 100% for those over 100 employees. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
One of the more interesting local stories we're covering this morning, Bill, I don't know if you heard this or not, but a couple from Heston apparently went into the Walmart up there in Newton and began coughing on people and telling them that they had the coronavirus. And now they were going to get it as well. Did you hear about this?
You can't fix stupid, can you?
No kidding.
Well, isn't that harsh? No, it's not terribly harsh. My wife said, how could they think that's funny? Well, apparently they did, and now they're going to could wind up in jail thinking it over. But there's a couple of
Do not get it. What goes through a person's mind?
Not much.
Idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had an episode like that a couple of days ago in another part of the country, too. But now we've got one right here in our neighborhood. And, there's this complete insensitivity to what's going on in the world, I guess.
I don't even know what to say to it, it's just so out of the realm of possibility.
Nobody turned them in right away. They had a video of it, so they're doing this and they're on video, and I guess they think that nobody will see it, and so away they go. Anyway, there you go,
man.
It's always nice to know there's somebody who's more out of touch than us, right? Completely out of touch. National Zoo Lovers Day encourages us to explore our local zoos. Of course,
they're closed.
That's not possible right now. But
go online.
Yeah, go online and do a virtual zoo. Of course, when the pandemic ends, we can visit the Sedgwick County Zoo.
We can all go out to the zoo. The weather will be great.
Sedgwick County Zoo, one of the finest in the country. And, of course, a beautiful Tanganyika Wildlife Park. I haven't been out there in a while. I need to get out there because they have a beautiful park out there as well. National Zoo Lover. Who doesn't love a zoo?
Love a zoo?
Everybody loves a zoo. All right, guys.
Except PETA.
PETA, that's mistreating animals to have them.
They don't love the zoo.
Yeah. They should come down here and see us operating behind bars with people watching us all the time. We feel like PETA animals here. No. Happy days at the zoo. Okay. 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS with the latest on Governor Kelly and Kansas religious gatherings this week. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at how major sports are trying to cope with a shutdown at the moment. That'll be coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, we'll get you a good episode of Entertainment News in the Blur at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
We have traffic and weather coming up, all in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.